It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, Republican groups are pulling ads for U.S. Senate candidate Terry Lind Land in Michigan. Why are they doing this?
Well, there's a battlefield principle of triage, which means that you, at some point, ignore the dying and go and treat the injured soldiers who have a chance of recovering, and that's sort of what's going on here. The National Republican Money has made a strategic decision that Terry Lind Land's campaign is a loser. She's been in sort of free fall in the polls, been the subject of a lot of national stories, and Republicans very desperately want to win the Senate, and they're making the judgment that they're better off putting their money elsewhere in other very close races.
And Asian carp DNA has been found in the Kalamazoo River. How concerned should we be?
Very concerned. If these fish get into the Great Lakes, it could cost billions of dollars a year in damage to both commercial and sports fishing industries. They suck up everything in sight. The one variety, the silver carp, fly out of the water and have broken people's jaws and arms crashing into them. It's a very bad thing, but it seems very unlikely that anybody's willing to do anything about it. At this point, this is a national problem rather than a state problem. There are two people in Michigan who have tried to do something valiantly. Both are Republicans. Former Senate Majority Leader Ken Sycamore, a long time ago, said we ought to put chlorine in the ballast tanks of these ocean-going freighters to kill invasive species. Candace Miller, the congresswoman from Macomb County, has a bill to seal the shipping canal between, there's an artificial canal connecting the Mississippi River where these carp have been moving up to the Great Lakes, and this is mainly opposed by President Obama, who of course is from Chicago. It would hurt the Chicago barge industry. So as far as I can see, nothing's going to be done, and these fish eventually are going to get into at least Lake Erie.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday decided not to hear same-sex marriage cases from a handful of states. That essentially means that gay marriage is legal in those parts of the country. Do you think that this inaction will have any impact on the Sixth Circuit court decision Michigan's waiting on? Again, that court will decide if Michigan's same-sex marriage ban is constitutional.
The Supreme Court tends to take cases where there's conflict between different courts. And if the Sixth Court were to rule, say, that overrule the trial judge and say that Michigan's ban was constitutional, the Supreme Court then probably would take that issue up. It's much more likely that the Fifth Circuit Court might rule that way in a case involving Louisiana. These appellate federal courts have personalities based on the complexion of the judges thereon. It seems to court watchers that the U.S. Supreme Court is likely eventually to do one of two things, either rule that same-sex marriage is constitutional everywhere or rule that it's up to the individual states. It's now considered beyond the possibility that they will outlaw same-sex marriage altogether. So if the Sixth Circuit Court, which is considering Michigan's appeal, rules that same-sex marriage is legal and the amendment is unconstitutional forbidding it, that means same-sex marriage in Michigan would become automatically legal, according to this Supreme Court ruling, but we just have to wait and see.
And when are we expected to hear back from the Sixth Circuit Court?
Judges rule with all deliberate speed, which means when they feel like it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Jack, thank you so much for your insights.
Have a great day.